Time now for a look at the markets, and we're joined this afternoon by Belinda Stanley of Craigs Investment Partners. Good afternoon, Belinda.
Good afternoon, Kim.
And how are things looking this morning in our market?
Yeah, well, after the market's been pretty flat offshore, we're having quite a positive start for the day. The NZX 50, it's currently up 52 points at 11,079. So a few stocks continuing to track a little bit higher today. We've got Auckland Airport. They are up 4 at 894. A2 Milk down 8 at 1320. Contact Energy down 6 at 879. EBOS today, after the acquisition announcement, the AGM, they're up 14 cents at 2505. Fletcher Buildings up 3 at 471. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare up 53 at 1885. So that's up almost 3%, continuing on from that strong run yesterday. Fonterra's down 1 at 401. Meridian up 3 at 525. Main Freight's up 21 at 3916. We've got Port of Tauranga 8 up at 6.58. Ryman Healthcare's up 11 at 13.41. Those real estate figures probably helping those retirement stocks today. Sparks down half a cent at $4.50. Somerset up 5 at 6.75. And Z Energy just down 1 at 5.67.
And Australia in its first hour of trading, how are things looking across the Tasman?
A little bit softer over there, just down 12 points. The S&P ASX 200 at 6,630. We've got ANZ up 5 at 27.72. The resource stocks are down a bit today after a strong day yesterday. BHP's down 54 at 35.98. We've got CSL up 57 at 244.30. QBE's up 1 at 12.36. Rio Tinto's down $1.23 at 90.68. Telstra's up 1 at 3.52. Woolworths down 5 at 37.24. Westpac's down 10 at 28.80. And Xero's up 54 cents. It's at 68.23.
And what's the New Zealand dollar looking like?
Just a touch higher in trading this afternoon. So against the US dollar, 0.6304. The Australian dollar, we're at 0.9302. The pound's just ticked under 50p, so it's at 0.4999. The yen at 68.32. The euro, 0.5717. The renminbi, 4.453. 90-day bank bills are steady at 1.04%. We've got Brent oil just up marginally at $59.20 a barrel, and gold's down 85 cents. It's currently trading at $1,492 an ounce.
Thank you. That's Belinda Stanley of Craigs Investment Partners there with all the latest from the markets.